This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 11th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's been a warm day across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the heat has been quite intense, while Jerusalem has seen slightly cooler temperatures. Haifa enjoyed a pleasant breeze, making it a good day to be outside. As evening approaches, the warmth is expected to linger, providing a comfortable night for most. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom reports just in that a 32-year-old man is critically injured following a shooting on Jerusalem Boulevard in Jaffa. Police have launched an investigation. Also, Ynet says earlier this hour that the IDF is preparing for a prolonged deployment in Lebanon despite a ceasefire as Hezbollah regroups. Also this hour, according to JNS, the IAF has eliminated a Hezbollah terrorist near a tunnel entrance in southeastern Lebanon. Separately, the Times of Israel reports that U.S. Democrat Ro Khanna claims he was detained by armed settlers during a visit to the West Bank. And finally, I-24 News highlights a prominent anti-Israel Democrat's similar claims of detention by armed settlers in the West Bank. From X, the latest. Andrew Fox, a commentator, noted just minutes ago that Bin Face defeating Farage would be a quintessentially British event, likening it to Boaty McBoatface. Lee Kern, a writer, shared a visualization of the rockets Israel has faced, questioning how other countries might respond under similar threats. Oren Barsky, an activist, suggested that the phrase Free Palestine serves as a pretext for advancing an Islamic agenda. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the incident in Jaffa, a 32-year-old man was critically wounded by gunfire on Jerusalem Boulevard. The police are actively investigating the case, and the victim is receiving treatment at Wolfson Hospital. The motive behind the shooting remains unclear, raising concerns about local safety. Turning to the situation in Lebanon, the IDF is gearing up for an extended presence in the region. Despite a ceasefire, Hezbollah's regrouping efforts have prompted Israel to maintain its military readiness. This follows an unusual wave of strikes in southern Lebanon earlier today, highlighting ongoing tensions. Meanwhile, the Israeli Air Force conducted a targeted operation against Hezbollah in southeastern Lebanon. The strike eliminated a terrorist near a tunnel entrance, intensifying pressure on the group. This action came hours after a separate incident involving a suspect in a vehicle, showcasing Israel's continued vigilance. Separately, U.S. Democrat Ro Khanna's visit to the West Bank took an unexpected turn. Armed settlers reportedly detained him and his group, blocking their vehicles for over an hour. Khanna, who is considering a presidential run, expressed concern over the incident, which could impact U.S.-Israel diplomatic relations. In a related development, another prominent Democrat echoed similar experiences. I-24 News reports that this reflects growing tensions and international scrutiny over Israeli settler activities in the West Bank, potentially influencing foreign policy debates. On the economic front. First, Globes reports potential land contamination could threaten the development of thousands of new homes. Key sites include Herzliya Airport and the Sirkin IDF base. The environmental impact is causing delays and raising public health concerns. Separately, CTEC shares that the Bank of Israel's governor warns of the need for higher taxes. Professor Amir Yaron highlighted that economic growth alone won't address the nation's fiscal challenges. This warning points to potential policy shifts in the near future. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reveals that the Bank of Israel purchased over $1 billion in June. The move, part of a broader strategy, aims to stabilize economic conditions without directly influencing the exchange rate. This could have significant implications for financial markets. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.